Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It feels so good to be able to talk positively about the reopening of the country. The stock market is rising. Larry, the S&P 500 back above 3,000 since March 5th. We have not seen that level. The Dow back above 25,000. Has the economy hit bottom amid this pandemic?
I think it's possible. I mean, I think you're in a turning zone phase. As we've said time and again, the second quarter is going to be a rough quarter. It's a contraction, pandemic contraction. A lot of hardship on the unemployment claims, a lot of heartbreak there. But these signs, and I think the market is rallying on these signs, Sandra, these signs are showing a lot more glimmers of hope and growth, and the signs seem to be mounting. You know, and the consumer confidence number, just a point, the number was up a bit, which is good, but in 6 months, they have a six-month expectations component. And that's where you see a big takeoff in consumer confidence. And I think folks see that the virus, first of all, is flattening on its way down. They see business opening. They themselves feel like going out and spending. These are all very positive developments that will show up in the data, perhaps in July or August. The third quarter could be the fastest growing quarter in U.S. history. The whole second half is going to be very strong as we reopen the economy. This is a transition to recovery. And as President said, it's a transition to great.
Yep. Sorry, that got cut off. Transition to greatness. So, yeah, there you go. And this is terrible news. Wait, what?
For certain people.
Yes. Did he just say that the economy, we're going to have record growth that we've never seen before in the U.S.? And of course, that's because when you go as far down as we are and then you bounce back
well,
up.
Well, that's it.
Right,
that's
right.
True.
Yeah,
that's
but
true.
It would still be a record level of growth, which would speak well to the management at the top, right?
You would think.
You would think, okay? Now, this is, you would not think that you doing better, getting, you know, your paycheck back to where it was. Half of South Carolina families have either lost a job or taken a pay cut during this, right? So you would think that would be a good thing, right? Like, you know, Republicans and Democrats would be up there in Washington cheering for that. No.
No, not so much.
This is one of the most striking headlines I have ever seen in that it is so truthful, and you never see that from the media. This is Politico, a left-leaning leaning publication. Do you see this, Lee?
No,
this headline, this is staggering. And if you ever had any doubt that the Democrats are rooting for you to fail, this should wipe it away for you. Here's the headline on Politico. The general election scenario that Democrats are dreading. We are about to see the best economic data we've seen in the history of this country, says a top former economic advisor to Obama. Again, they call that the general election scenario that Democrats are dreading. They want you to fail. Things go well for them when you fail. This is hilarious. This is Jason Furman. He's a top economist in the Obama administration, a professor at Harvard, and he is warning. Warning is the term they use. He just did a big Zoom presentation for a bipartisan audience, right? In which he announced, we're about to see the best economic data we've seen in the history of this country. Again, he is an Obama administration economist. Here's what he said. Everyone looked puzzled, he told Politico, and thought I had misspoken, Furman said in an interview. Instead of forecasting a prolonged Depression-era economic catastrophe, Furman laid out a detailed case for why the months preceding the November election could offer Trump the chance to brag truthfully about the most explosive monthly employment numbers and gross domestic product growth ever. Okay. Political article goes on to describe why this is a nightmare scenario for Democrats. Furman's counterintuitive pitch has caused some Democrats, especially Obama alumni, around Washington to panic. Oh, my God. They might do okay. The economy might come back. Keep it shut down.
Exactly. That's exactly.
More economic wreckage.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're hoping to do.
This is a big country, said a former Obama White House official. Again, this is Politico, left-leaning piece if you're tuning in. This is my big worry, said former Obama White House official who is still close to the former president, asked about the level of concern among top Democrat Party officials that the country might recover. It's high, 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 high. You're thinking, did I hear that wrong? No, you did not. They are in a panic, according to Politico, that people's lives might return to normal. Their finances might return to normal.
That's a good thing.
Well, for normal people, yes.
Well, I think it's interesting, too, the way that they're trying to spin this. And they're trying to come at it from saying, well, of course we're going to see these tremendous growth numbers because look how bad a job the president has done on managing this crisis. Look how far down we went. And of course things are looking better because we're bringing things back. But, they're trying to lay this on the feet of Trump. I'm sorry, though. The problem is that every one of these left-wing governors, every one of these left-wing organizations, news organizations and media, they're the ones who are wanting to keep the economy closed. They're the ones who wanted it closed to begin with. They're the folks who pressured the president, the administration, and the Congress to close everything, and the governors to close everything, the legislatures to close everything. They're the ones who clamored for that to happen. And now they're going to try to argue that it's the fault of those who are in power now that they did what they were told to do by the folks who were complaining about it now.
Right. There's supposed to be there's supposed to be no connection in your mind between Democrat governors refusing to set the businesses in their state free and allow them to operate. There's supposed to be no connection in your mind between that and the state of the economy. That somehow businesses that are shut down by dictatorial fascist governors are somehow supposed to thrive, and if they don't, it's Trump's fault.
Right.
That literally is their argument. I've been wondering that this whole time for weeks and weeks and weeks if the public would be smart enough to see through this, that the Democrats are literally keeping this place locked down. I mean, we had this yesterday from the Wall Street Journal, just the vast contrast between red states that are reopened, have not shut down as much and have reopened earlier, and blue states that did not. And the numbers in blue states economically are utterly crushing. And yet we're supposed to believe it's Trump's fault. The problem, Lee, is these big states that are run by Democrats represent about a third of the U.S. economy, right?
Yeah.
So they can hurt the overall numbers by staying closed. Here's some of the stats from the Wall Street Journal. I mean, I read this yesterday. 4% of construction workers in Florida lost their jobs compared to 41% in New York, 27% in New Jersey, and 17% in California. So the Democrats literally are out there creating an economic crisis so they can blame Trump.
Exactly.
I have never seen, I've never seen clearer proof, shocking proof, that the Democrats are rooting for you and the country to fail. Because they need you to fail for them to succeed. Their interests are now the opposite of yours. But if you hang around the table long enough, Lee, and you give away enough of your freedoms, they'll give you whatever crumbs are left over. It's a great deal. You totally want to sign up for that.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So, the general election scenario that Democrats are treading. You wanna know what it is? That you'll get your economic life back. That you'll be restored to your former level of fiscal sanity. That's their nightmare. That's their nightmare scenario. But I've been telling you this for a while. The worst thing that can happen to them in general, forget the COVID-19, worst thing that can happen for Democrats is for people to succeed. We have now come full circle as a country. Your success is a problem for them. Texter writes, this is on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Just listened to most of your 6 a.m. podcast from yesterday and the Crucible crowd screaming at the poor woman who was merely shopping with a mask. I think the answer is simple. Some people love a sanctioned reason to be cruel. Sickening. This is where we're going as a country. And it's terrifying. This is from yesterday. And you know where it's come from? It's come from the media. The media has created a reality that is fake. And about half the country subscribes to that reality. They live in it. The other half the country does not live in that reality. Reality in which if you don't go out with a mask on your face, you're going to die and probably kill a couple people. Ain't going to happen. We got the stats to prove it now from the CDC, which, by the way, Wednesday? I'm a little confused because I took Monday off. Does that ever happen to you? Good Lord. The CDC just announced, folks, for people 50 and under, the death rate from COVID-19 is half that of the seasonal flu. If you watch this video of these lunatics chasing this woman out of the ShopRite, about half of them fall into that category. They didn't give a rip during the flu. I bet half of them didn't get a flu shot. But man, they're amped up now on their own ignorance. And you can't even blame them. They think the media is real and there's, not it's a good reason to do that. They look real. It's not real. It's fake. But it looks real. Looks very convincing. Do you look at the people in this video? The death rate, again, from COVID-19. This is not my opinion. This is the CDC. So you have to believe it. Right? That's what the media told you. For people middle-aged, some of these in this video, you do a couple of them probably 50 to 64 in that category. The CFR, that's the death rate for those who've been tested. That means you showed symptoms. Remember, 35% don't show symptoms. It's 0.2. A severe flu season range is 0.3. So that's right in the range of a severe flu season. These people never cared before. And you can't even blame them. They don't even know this. The media didn't tell them. They didn't correct the record. They ignored this report from the CDC. Now, the CFR is 0.2%. That's for people who got the test because they showed symptoms. Keep in mind, again, there's another 35% of people who will never show a single symptom. They won't get the test. They won't qualify for it. When you count them, it drops below 0.2. Again, that means the death rate for people 50 to 64 who get COVID is right in the range of the seasonal flu. Now, remember that as you listen to this. Now, none of the people in that video, to my way, to, you know, me looking at it, look 65 and older. For them, death rate is significant. It's 1.3%. That's a big deal. They should stay home. They should socially distance. They need to be careful. Probably should have somebody else doing their shopping. But that's not who's in this video. The people in this video, these loons you're about to hear screaming like a bunch of freaks, have about the same chance of dying of this thing as they do of the seasonal flu, which I guarantee you they didn't give a rip about. Take a listen.
Dirty ass pig, dirty ass hoe.
All she did was neglect to wear a mask. That's all she did. They chased her out of the store screaming like lunatics. Same people who I guarantee you half of them didn't get a flu shot. That's the national average. These are insane times. And you know what's driving this? The media. Media's driving this. Did you see this? Oh, this is so good. This is so good. The MSNBC loons. You know the ones who didn't tell their poor schlep followers about the new CDC numbers and how if you're 64 and below, you basically have the same chance of dying from this as you do with the flu. That MSNBC? I think that's a pretty big story. CDC came out with that. They never reported it. Instead, they're out in Wisconsin, where the Supreme Court just overturned the governor's order that everybody had to stay home. And they're outraged that this would happen. And so they're out there on the boardwalk, and they're just pointing out people who aren't in masks. They're driving. I'm telling you, people are going to get beaten and killed for not wearing a mask. They're driving this lunacy. And the irony is, they're doing it live. And so they're pointing to people. Look at that guy. He doesn't have a mask on national television live. It's live. The camera is rolling. One problem. Here's the punchline. The camera crew for MSNBC isn't wearing a mask either. As the guy they attempt to mask shame on national television points out. Here you go. Here's the video. This occurred live on national television. Listen to the guy. They mask shame him, and he's like, dude, I'm looking at you. You don't have a mask on either.
So are the people there just not worried about it, Cal? Are they not worried about their own personal safety?
But you can see here, just around. Nobody's wearing them. Nobody's...
Cameraman.
There you go, including the cameraman. Yeah. Katie.
After Chris Humphrey.
Striking images. Cal Perry. Cal.
Do you hear that? And it's hard to hear it, but the guy... Their mask came and goes, and he says, nobody's wearing a mask. And the guy goes, including your cameraman and your crew. The MSNBC crew out there mask shaming people without wearing masks. You know what that tells you? You know what the significance is of this? Other than it's hysterical and they're completely hypocrites. They don't believe this is as dangerous as they're telling you. If they were in such a level of terror, why don't they have masks on? It's like Gretchen Whitmer's husband. She's out there. This woman won't even let you buy seeds and start a garden. She's a governor of Michigan. Because it's unnecessary, she says. Can't take your jet skis and your boat out either. You might get to COVID. Except her husband tried to take his boat out. Why'd he do that? It's not just the hypocrisy. He's not afraid of this. The MSNBC crew isn't afraid of this. Because they know it's no way, no how as deadly as they are telling you. If they really believed their own propaganda, do you think they'd go out of the house without a mask? Of course not. They don't even believe it. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I can't believe that video is real. So embarrassing. It feels like an SNL skit, but it's not. How sad. Texter writes, lady shopping should have used the shopping cart as a weapon. Another texter writes, the brainwashing is almost complete. And finally, texter writes, hey, Tara, these brainwashed sanctimonious snowflakes will be going after the wrong person and discover their masks won't protect them. from getting punched. That's what's coming. The media's driving it with their hate and their fake news. Look, if you want to just get away from it all, you've had it, man. These people are nuts. These people are crazy. If you're like so many people I seem to talk to, they're just done with neighborhood living and communal living. Well, get out. Get yourself a beautiful piece of land, build a house on it, and be done with the crazy world. Yeah, enjoy getting back to nature on your own property. America's Home Place can help. Read their Google reviews. People love them. They've been in business here since 1985. Five-star average rating. Nobody loves their builder that much except for America's Home Place. And this is such a great time to find that piece of land and build your home on it, which is what they do. They build homes on your land. They operate like a subdivision builder. You can go in and pick everything out in their showroom. By the way, stop by and check out their farmhouse model. It is so cool. Oh, you can add a wraparound porch. You ever want a wraparound porch? I want a wraparound porch so bad. I do. It's my dream. I love that model. Anyway, you could stop by now, their Greer showroom, and see that, walk through, imagine what it would be like. But you don't even know where to begin. You don't even have a piece of property. No problem. They can hook you up with agents who know about where to find some of the best, most beautiful, affordable properties. And right now is a great time to do it because, land, the prices have crashed because of the economy. Financing is super cheap. I mean, you're not going to get a better time to do this. So look, you don't need to have any other plans other than you think you kind of one day, sometime, want to do this, to go to America's Home Place and check it out. They'll help you get the process started. And their plans range from $100,000 up to $700,000 plus. 30% of their clients are first-time homeowners. So you know what? If you were thinking, well, someday when I make it, no, you could do this now. In fact, start now. It's a great time to start. So check them out, americashomeplace.com. See their models on the side of the road in Greer, exit 58, or go to americashomeplace.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So panic is ensuing because it looks like the economy, some signs it could recover. Not completely. We will still be in double-digit unemployment numbers by the election. However, what it looks like is that there's going to be a V, and this is coming from Obama's economic advisor, some Harvard professor. But it echoes what you're hearing from the Trump administration officials, too, and this is what has Democrats panicked. And what's hysterical is that Politico is actually admitting the Democrats are in a panic that you might do okay. You might recover. Your business might survive. They can't stand that. You wouldn't need them. I mean, the whole plan is to reduce you to poverty, depress your wages. This is what Washington exists to do, both sides of the aisle. It's the only thing you can trade political capital for anymore. They make big donations to your campaign. Chamber of Commerce does. They say we need labor. We have no labor. That's a lie. We need to import massive amounts of labor, either illegal immigrants or, blue collar workers, white collar workers from India. They don't. The reason they do it is to depress your wages. So the politicians, all they hear is they don't have enough workers. So they go in and in order to get the checks, because nobody wants to call people. It's called dialing for dollars. I did it when I was a campaign manager. It's very hard. Nobody wants to do it. So you just get the checks. They just write you the checks. You don't even have to ask for them. All you got to do is sell out your constituents, depress their wages. They'll never know. They'll never know you flooded the market with cheap labor from India, people willing to work for less than an engineering grad would. It's going on here in Greenville. They'll never know that they're never going to hire an American when they don't have to pay payroll taxes on the foreigner and they control the foreigner's visa. Foreigners almost like an indentured servant in a suit. Well, you don't want to work 90 hours a week? Oh, you want to go back to India? We control your visa. It's for a period of 5 years usually, and they're free. So Washington provides this. They get the campaign checks. They screw us over. That's how it works. And the Democrats loved this. This was awesome. Everybody kept getting poor. People were mad. They didn't know why. And they're about to finish you off with this coronavirus thing. Because, see, Trump reversed all that. You were never supposed to figure out your wages could rise. That the only reason your wages weren't rising was because of Washington, was because of crony capitalism, which is not real capitalism. Man, they had you kneecapped. Everybody was in on the deal. All the Republicans were, too. And I documented this. Those of you have been with me for a long time. I said, look at the primaries, the Republican primaries. I never seen anything like this. This was for president in 2015, 2016, the Republicans would not talk about jobs. Trump was the only one. Even Cruz wouldn't do it. Rubio, Cruz, nobody would mention jobs. Because the donors hate that. Jobs? It's not going to be jobs. Not for you. Remember when you used to have a jobs plan to get elected? Mine's better than his. No, hers is better than mine. No, wait, no, it's not. They stopped talking about jobs because the job of Washington is to depress the wages. That's why the only thing they cared about was amnesty, anything to depress the wages. I mean, do you realize in real dollars, not adjusted, real dollars, meatpacking plant workers made more in the 1980s? Do you realize that? You could earn a good living with no high school diploma. They fix that, boy. And the Democrats discovered they loved it because people became dependent on government. And then Trump changed everything. Everything they'd been telling folks. We're going to get there, man. We're pulling you up the hill. It's been 30 years, but God, we'll get there. Just stick with us another four election cycles. Trump came in and said, heck with that. We'll do it in 3 years. And then the veil got ripped off. Well, you could fix that in 3 years? You mean you could do that? You mean we didn't have to suffer like this for decades? No. Largest wage gains we've ever seen in 3 years. Could have gotten it done. I didn't even know you could do it that fast. They are exposed. Their rear ends are hanging in the wind. They promised to do this. Trump just came in and did it. And for black people and for women and for black women. For everybody who ever got left behind. They panicked. And they deliberately crashed the economy. Took it away. They took it away. That's what this COVID-19 is about. And now you see the truth. Folks, this is one of those. It's going in the stack. It will turn yellow. I will pull it out over and over and over and over and over again and read it to you because I want you to remember this headline from Politico. Left-leaning publication admitting, this is the headline, the general election scenario that Democrats are dreading. We are about to see the best economic data we've seen in the history of this country, says top former economic advisor to Obama. And they're panicked. They cannot win if you win. You must lose for them to win. This is deliberate government policy. And the Republicans joined them in recent years because they realized the same donors would pay them off too. Get the visas in here. Get them in here anyway. You can. Like modern indentured labor. They're still trying to do it right now. To my trolls, you think the Democrats care about you? You were a healthcare worker? They just tried to bring in foreign labor so that it was a great time to do it. You're out of your job. They could just bring the foreign labor into the job you had. You know, the indentured kind. Nancy Pelosi's $3 trillion bill would have lifted the cap off those visas for healthcare workers. We have a shortage of healthcare workers. They're sitting at home, folks. They're at home. There's no shortage. They're like, oh, we can slide the new workers in. They'll never notice. Why would they do that to you? Because that's what they get paid to do. Otherwise, they have to raise their own money. It's a pain in the butt.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You want to see something absurd? This is how stupid this guy. Do you see what just happened? Prisma Health, the state's largest healthcare system, has been awarded. Do you see this in the Greenville News this morning? Nearly $79 million in COVID-19 recovery stimulus funds. And why was that? Well, I mean, they're going broke. They had a $144 million shortfall. Why? Well, we flattened the curve to the point of bankrupting hospitals. We're supposed to flatten the curve, right? We're just going to stay home a couple weeks till we flatten the curve, right? Make sure there's no spike. Well, the curve got flatter and flatter and flatter, and then they started letting go of people. Because the surge of COVID patients they told us was coming never did. Not even close. We got so dumb with this thing that we are now bailing out the hospitals that were supposed to be flooded and overwhelmed but never were. This is the greatest case of national stupidity. Folks, and all because they lied about the numbers. They lied from the beginning. I've proven to you they lied. Again, New England Journal of Medicine, February 21st, 2020. Fauci, Redfield, co-authored an article predicting that at the end of this, the death rate would be around that of a severe flu, about 0.2. You know what it is? According to the CDC, right now, 0.2%, 0.26. They nailed it. You know why? They always knew. They knew from the beginning and they lied. They lied. They lied. They lied. Hey, Jenny, Jenny. That's a name you don't see much anymore, right? Not in kids, anyway. All right, to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes here, real productive jobs will come back in force while the faux service economy model we were sold by Bush Clinton, Bush Obama won't. Skilled jobs rule. Texter writes, Tara is get a mask, you dirt pig, the new hate crime. Oh, talking about this woman on Staten Island? She should have filmed their faces if she could and filed a harassment report with the police. I realize it would be difficult to identify them since all of them look like potential bank robbers. Yeah, and the media is driving this. And this is the irony of it. We just played the audio for you. And they're in Wisconsin. And, the governor's order was just forcibly lifted by the Supreme Court there. So people are free again. Media can't stand that. Oh, God, they hate it. The same media that won't tell you the CDC just acknowledged that if you're 64 below, you have about the same rate, risk of dying of the flu as you do of dying of COVID-19. They will not report that. They will not report that. Meaning all these people screaming at this woman, they literally chased her out of the shop on Staten Island because she wasn't wearing a mask and they were. they're about as much at risk as, you know, of dying of COVID-19 as they are of dying of the flu. But they don't know. They're a mob given to rage by their absolute ignorance, part of which is not their fault. It's the media. And then to see this same people driving the mob to rage senselessly, this MSNBC crew, they're out, they're literally out there on the boardwalk in Wisconsin, and they're on live, Tuts Live, and they're mask shaming people. They're pointing, look at that guy, he didn't have a mask, the reporter says. Well, the dude with the mask starts filming them. And he's like, your crew doesn't have a mask. Your cameraman doesn't have a mask. Only the reporter has a mask. They're just as bad. Listen.
So are the people there just not worried about it, Cal? Are they not worried about their own personal safety?
But you can see here, just around. Nobody's wearing them. Nobody's...
the cameraman.
There you go, including the cameraman. Yeah. Katie.
Striking images. Cal Perry. Cal, thank you very much. And Kathy Park, you are...
She cuts away. Oh, look, a bird! Yeah, we sent a whole crew out without a mask. Why? Because we know it's not really deadly. I mean, you can't be too afraid, right? I mean, if this thing really was as deadly as they tell you, and we know for a fact it's not. CDC said. It is if you're 65 and older, you need to be careful. You probably should be wearing a mask. But they don't want that. Can't shut the economy down if only retired people don't go in. They're already retired. Can't do that. Got to have everybody play along with the game. Game is up, folks. It's done. CDC's already told us. Look at what we've learned. The WHO, who we had to listen to or else, admitted 2 weeks. Let's run it all down. WHO, who, you know, 2 weeks ago admitted, actually, Sweden did have the right model. You mean Sweden when they stayed open like that? Yeah. The ones aiming for herd immunity? Yeah, them. That's the WHO. Then the CDC admits, that thing about spreading COVID on surfaces we terrified you with? Yeah, that was never really true. It doesn't spread so well on surfaces. It doesn't? No. Well, can I go back to work then? See, that's what I didn't tell you. You'd want to go back to work. And now this, they admit, you're under 65, man. This thing is, if again, 50 and below, half as deadly as the seasonal flu. Half as deadly. We're not even at the seasonal flu. And if you're 50 to 64, it's about as deadly as a severe seasonal flu. We have about one of those a decade. And that's it. So what this shows is they know. And they know to the point they're not afraid. And you know how they know? It's all over the internet. It's all over the internet. That's how they know. But you got a virtue signal. Got to keep up the play. Got to keep up the fear. Got to keep up the fake. Got to have a woman screamed at and called a dirty whore in a parking lot for not wearing a mask. What does that have to do with your... Never mind. State of promiscuity. I don't know. These people are insane. Texture rates, they lie about the numbers too. A friend of mine works for EMS. He responded to a suicide a couple weeks ago, gunshot to the head. Oh, I hate that. The coroner arrived and declared the cause of death COVID-19. When questioned, the coroner said, just let it go. This was here in Greenville. I am not surprised.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.